Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. Having the courage to take a step, even when something feels scary or uncomfortable, can be the most powerful thing you can do. On today's episode, you will learn three simple steps to help you on that journey, including messages from spirit. This podcast is dedicated to teaching women over 40 to be masters over stress, heal, and deepen intuition. And to help you on your journey, I have a free meditation for you when you join my newsletter community. When you visit lisahsnyder.com/gift, you will receive a downloadable meditation to your device. Again, that's lisahsnyder.com/gift. In preparation for today's podcast, I pulled two cards for you. And the first card is from the Sandra Ann Taylor Past Life Energy Deck, and it's number 6, Phobias, Anxiety and Overcoming Fears. And the second card I pulled was from the Archangel Michael Oracle Deck by Radley Valentine, and it's number 19, Make a Decision. And that card is asking you, are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you towards your own joy. You deserve it. Not a coincidence that these cards were pulled today. So what change do you want to make in this new year? Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a new relationship. But change can be scary. So let's talk about three simple steps that you can take. The first is, just like the card said, make a decision. Are you doing this for yourself or are you doing it for somebody else? If it's for yourself, then you will be able to make that change. If it's for somebody else, not so much. It really has to be for you and your highest good. So let's use the example of you're going to make a job change. You know that this job that you've been in for a while, you've outgrown it. There's no longer an energy match. Maybe it feels like a chore or a drudgery. It's not really what you want to do. Now, taking a step may mean making an outline, making a decision on what the steps are going to be to get a new job. Is it going to take some time? Yes. Is it going to be worth it? 100%. So that may bring up a whole bunch of emotions for you, just like the second card that I pulled for you. Maybe you're going to have some fears. Maybe you're going to have anxiety around it. But if you're feeling out of alignment with your higher self, you're going to know really quickly because it isn't going to feel good. It could be coming from a current life situation, or it could be coming from an other or past life situation. What's important is that you are able to reframe the emotional charge that's associated with that decision. To do that, I would encourage you to get out a journal. And I know, I used to resist this as well. Some of you might be natural journalers, but for me, this was something I resisted over the years. I always heard, get a journal, write it down, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to. Well, that was a form of resistance. And I learned for me personally that I didn't journal because that was requiring me to use my voice and be authentic with myself. And I didn't want to necessarily be authentic with myself because I didn't really want to look at the issues or some of the tough topics that I might have to address and deal with. So why is journaling helpful? The action of journaling and writing can help keep your left brain occupied, and doing something that satisfies our ego so that our higher self, our intuition, our creativity, it's allowing that information to flow through you, and you might get some insights and aha moments that will really surprise you. It's possible that these emotions that you have are a lifelong pattern and could be something that you brought into this lifetime because it's something you wanted to learn and grow from. It's also possible that these are issues that you identify as being from when you were younger. I don't think that the timeline is as important as looking at the emotions, feeling into the emotions. So this is where journaling is helpful. Writing down your emotions, see what comes up for you, see what you notice. And just the fact that you are looking at your emotions means you have the courage to take a step. Again, getting back to the courage to take a step to change your life. And you may find that journaling will be a lifelong journey on some of these emotions, or it could be something that you'll be able to resolve within a few journaling sessions or a few months. I really don't have any way of knowing that because it's such a personal journey. It's like it transfers the energy out of your physical body and your energetic space. You're getting it out on paper. You're using your voice. This is you expressing your authentic self. The second step would be the breath. Breathe. Feel into your emotions. Notice your emotions. Let them filter through you just like water would filter through your hand. And breathe. And this process may take a minute or 2 minutes, but just feel and breathe and release. And when you do this, ask Archangel Michael to help you release any cords, dissolve any attachments, dissolve any entanglements that are surrounding this issue that you may or may not be aware of. And just asking for help can make a huge difference in releasing these emotions because spirit is not going to go against free will. The third thing that I would recommend is rescripting. Find a way to rescript these emotions and find a way to switch the wording around. You may, for example, if you're saying, I'll never get a job, you'll say instead, I choose to find a job. I choose to find a job that's for my highest good. Or even better yet, I open myself to spirit helping me find the best possible job, or I am attracting the best possible job that is for my highest good. So rescripting, redefining the new thought patterns is going to help replace the energy that was occupied by the old belief and thought systems. Now let's jump into a little bit of energetic releasing here for you with some channeled energy. If you are new to this podcast, I am a medium and medical intuitive, and I channel frequencies and energies from divine source of love and light. And these frequencies and these energies are here to help you activate your highest good and your highest potential. The sounds that you'll be hearing, I hear them the same time as you do, but I am still fully present. So any messages that you receive during this session, listen to your highest good, listen to your inner wisdom. And just trust that these energies are here to support you. Thank you. Surrounding this session with all who are present with the beautiful golden white light, envisioning our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. And now picking a topic that you would like to change for this year, whatever that might be, and the emotions that are surrounding it that you may feel are holding you back. Let's set the intention to help release, dissolve any energetic attachments that are not for your highest good. And also very important is that we are setting the intention to invite in and work with only the highest possible vibrational frequency of divine source of love and light. Thank you. Now this portion of this section, please do not be listening while driving a vehicle. All right, so I'm being guided. What they're showing me right now, they're showing me a gold pen, and this gold pen feels like this is you rescripting your experience, whatever this experience is that you would like to rescript. And they're bringing me to your heart chakra, your heart center. You truly know what your highest good, your highest desire is. And that even if you are saying that you don't, this is a form of not being 100% honest with yourself. And this is where the journaling process can be especially helpful because as you're writing down your emotions, as you're writing down your thoughts, it's like what they're showing me is that in between the thoughts and the sentences, the energy of what you need to hear and see and feel will have the opportunity to connect and to, it's almost like it's slipping in as you're journaling. All right. So now I'm being made aware that they're really working to help opening up your heart center, your heart chakra. Not a medical diagnosis, just where the energy is showing me where they're working with you today. So now I want you to do, what they would like you to do, then being source of highest vibrational frequencies. They want you to imagine that you are just filling your heart center with so much love. And we're going to channel here in just a moment. Please take a nice gentle cleansing breath through your heart center. Setting the intention to release what no longer serves you here. We are going to be channeling frequencies of love and light for just a moment to support you for your highest good. Thank you. They're speaking of lightness and joy They're speaking of lightness, joyfulness, and playfulness. So this energy of light, playfulness, and joyfulness is coming in to help you shift and move the energy around whatever this topic is that you would like to shift and release. So I'm very aware of the energy is now shifting to your throat chakra, the energy center of communication, using your voice, your highest voice, you're activating your highest potential here within your throat. We're also working with the throat chakra, helping to release what no longer serves you here, but it's your power of intention that releases it. So please set the intention to release what no longer serves you here within the throat. Please take a nice gentle cleansing breath here. Thank you. Let's bring in Mother Earth's beautiful green healing energy from the center of her core. Bring that green healing energy into the soles of your feet. Feeling grounded, centered, and balanced. Love and appreciation. Let's send that to Mother Earth. Love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, to one another, and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. And if this information, this energy resonates with you, please go to my website to download that free meditation that'll be sent to your inbox at lisahsnyder.com/gift, G-I-F-T, when you join the newsletter community. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, please remember, you are fully supported, you are fully protected, and you are fully loved. Thank you. Love and blessings. Please remember that anything I share here in this podcast is never meant to replace a medical or mental health diagnosis. Please always work with the appropriate professionals as needed. Thank you.